Yeah, that was odd.
I think we could get a wheelchair from the CMA if necessary.
That's pretty close.
I don't know.
Yeah, come on up.
I'm gonna be in the front.
Oh, yeah.
Every time I was in the front row when I was a kid, I was in trouble.
6 o'clock, call to order the adjourned meeting of the Idyllwild Water District. Back into session at 6 o'clock. Roll call, Mr. Olson?
Here.
Mr. Kunkel?
Here.
Mr. Davis?
Here.
Mr. Zabadi?
Here.
President Shelley, all present and accounted for. We'll go to public comments. Are there any public comments this evening? Mr. Messina got his hand up first and he's in the front row.
Front row?
Yeah.
Thank you. I just wanted to take a minute and express my gratitude for working with Mr. Sauer here on the project down below. My company, G&W Construction, we do a lot of stuff in town. We work with a lot of people. And it was very refreshing to work with someone with his knowledge and expertise. Any issues we had there, he was on it immediately. And we had some concerns on grading and some other things. And when they brought it to his attention, it's like the next morning, we have a meeting to take care of it. So in my opinion, you had a great man doing a great job and just wanted to thank you very much. And I look forward to carrying on my friendship with you, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Excellent. Any other comments? Mrs. Wheeler?
Hello, my name is Tyler Wheeler. I'm a resident of Idyllwild and the office administrator for IWD. I wanted to take a minute and thank Kurt, our interim GM. The past few months have been the best that I've ever experienced working at IWD. Thank you for the time and dedication you have poured into our district and our community from helping us build a strong foundation to becoming a team. For example, our team building activity was a sinking lifeboat exercise. We didn't understand it at first. We had to decide as a team who would be the one to jump overboard so the raft didn't sink. I can say that exercise taught us so much in 10 minutes and we exchanged more words with one another than I've ever heard in my 4 years of employment here. That exercise truly broke the ice for us. Your support and dedication you pour into your employees has allowed us to become a team and work effectively. Also, thank you for creating an amazing working relationship with all agencies on the Hill. It is a beautiful thing to watch and yet alone to be a part of. Thank you again. You nailed it.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoy your pickleball games, gardening, bread making, and time with your wife and your dog. You truly deserve it.
Thank you, Mrs. Wheeler. Any other public comments? Chief Lamont?
Yes. So mine's not going to be anywhere near as nice as it would be. Really hard to follow. But I wanted to get here and shake Kurt's hand. I really appreciate the opportunity to work with him. Thank you guys for going through that process and bringing him on. Kurt, I think he walked into my office on day one and said, how do we work together to make all this better? And really just exemplifies the man's heart. He's got a heart for managing personnel. And he's got a heart for service. And in just a very short period of time, we had seen a change in our relationship with this water agency virtually overnight. And so I really just came tonight to say in a very short period of time, as you guys were getting ready to hire him, I actually had a chat with Chip a couple nights before, and he said, I think you're going to like this guy. He's been IC on an incident, and just outside of that, Kurt, I just came over here to say thank you. And whoever's stepping up. I have a really long chat with Kurt before you tackle this and see if you can't glean some advice from him, because I really enjoyed all the time we spent together. So, Kurt, thank you. You've done an excellent job.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chief Lamont. Any other comments? Just a second, with you. Go ahead, Victor.
Yes. So I'm Victor Jimenez with For Another Water District. And I also would like to shake Kurt's hand because it's been an absolute pleasure working with him. And I'd like to thank the board for bringing him on. And it's just been amazing to see the cooperation between the districts that I've never seen in the 8.5 years I've been here. It's great to see my guys saying hi and talking with your guys when they see them in town. It's great to see that everything's been getting done and getting accomplished, and I just look forward to that report going forward, and we're here to help, and it's great to see everybody working together.
Thank you so much, Victor. Brian?
Ladies and gentlemen, I again express my gratitude to all of you. Thank you for the decisions you've made over the past 6 months. It was precisely 5 months ago that I stood here deeply worried, scared, and uncertain as to our individual and collective future. At that time, I requested resolve, wisdom, empathy, moral character, diligence, and fortitude. And you guys have answered so well. And the biggest way was with him. Outlined in our values for the district are leadership, caring, integrity, professionalism, and vision. I took a moment to define those. And leadership is, at its best, a balance, a perfect balance of power and responsibility. Caring is something that cannot be taught, easily described. It can only be felt. Integrity is the alignment of your word and action. Professionalism is the ultimate observance of the golden rule, treating others how you want to be treated. And vision, the ability to look at the past, focus on the now, and see all the potential futures. Thank you, Kurt, for being a worthy example of each of these values that our district holds in high regard. Thank you for your courage, your patience, your dedication to the district, we, the staff, and the community. In some way or another, every person in this room contributed to where we are now. The staff came to show their honor and gratitude. This may be a little early to say, but Bill, we look forward to serving with you just as hard and as rigorously as we served with her.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Any other public comments?
Sure.
Better?
I just want to say it's been bringing to the board's attention that it's been a real benefit to this community and to me and my family and to so much of the workers here, the employees. Such a great benefit having Kurt as our leader and help us out in this time. And I think he's really done what he's come to do. I think he's really succeeded at writing ship and really bringing together a good team. And I'm really happy and proud to go work with a good set of guys that we've put together, that Kurt's put together, where we got good workers and we got really good teamwork and we got really good camaraderie between us. And we've been working great and we get a lot done. And I think a lot of that, you know, I really want to extend my appreciation to you for that, helping out the community, my family, and all the workers here in IWD. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Puckett. Anyone else? Any other public comment? No? Okay.
Mr. President?
Yes.
If I may.
You certainly may after I go.
I'm used to that.
Yes. So I'd like to just outline a couple things, and this list is not inclusive of everything, but in a short 4.5 months, we have had an interim general manager that has orchestrated a comprehensive orientation to the district, to the employees. He's fostered relationships with Fern Valley Water District, who's here tonight, the fire chief, who's here tonight, community and customers. He's also effectively orchestrated the return of water operators and administrative assistants, which we were having some difficulties with. He replaced fear and frustration with care and confidence in the employees, which is not something that's easily done when trust is not there. He also was able to fill vacancies. He actually had two operators that were offered the positions but declined. And he was still able to find operators that could come in here and do the job. We also had problems because we had software, the SCADA system, which stands for Supervisory Controlled and Data Acquisition, for those of you who want to know what SCADA means. Our software was so out of date that it didn't work, and he and the consultants that he brought in were able to contact the proper individuals to bring that software up to date so it could actually be used and actually monitor the system properly. He started planning and projects in the short 4 months that he was here that also brought in Nathan, one of our new hires. And Nathan was able to help us on some cost containment issues. So even in his short time here, but you probably did help. This is the Nathan on the wastewater treatment plant, which is a guy up there, sorry. He was able to contact Nathan, our guy up there in Sacramento, and form a relationship with him, contact him face-to-face. One of the things that Kurt did exceptionally well was face-to-face contact. As Chief Lamont has said, day one, he didn't call him, he didn't write him an email, he didn't send somebody over there. He went over there himself, face-to-face. And so that's an attribute that is very valuable in a small community, is face-to-face contact. Know who you're dealing with. And he's done an exceptional job at that. He also established communications with our grant writer, which is something that's very important for our wastewater treatment plant. He helped out with the downstairs rehab with Garrett and Dan's crew. With the Strawberry Creek diversion, there was a lack of response by our district since November, and he was able to reestablish that contact with Eric Howard for our CEQA review. I almost forgot this page. He did the joint fire hydrant maintenance and repair clinic that the chief alluded to, but also CPR training. Now our staff is CPR trained and maintenance trained on the hydrants. All of the 15 hydrants that were out of operation are now in operation. Some of them have been out for way too long. And now we have the parts to adequately repair them and rehab them in the shop. We also Kurt introduced a water line flushing program to meet industry standards. We also re-registered our wastewater licensing that had come out of compliance. So we just did a lot of things back in the compliance. Also the radios, which were the license had expired, that was brought up today. And that way they could communicate with Fern Valley and with the other districts and with each other again, which they couldn't do because over half the radios were broken, the base station wasn't working. And that's really important because a lot of people just use your cell phone. Yeah, you can use your cell phone, but the radio is so much quicker in many instances to communicate with each other. And the fire department and all the departments up here that need to use a radio know how important radio is. And that was, the communication was reestablished with Fern Valley and Pine Cove when they do responses. Just in the last couple weeks, I know how effective some things have been because I would actually drive into town and there'd be like four or five trucks and about six guys, and they're all members of the two crews. But the most important part about it is they were all smiling. They were all happy. They were all working together, and like having a good time at work is great. That's how you retain employees. That's how you accomplish things. That's how you get extra effort out of people because they like it. Now, I was a little suspicious when they were all in front of Fratello's at lunchtime repairing a leak, but maybe there really was a leak there. Brian mentioned our mission statement. Actually, he mentioned the values. But our mission statement is to provide reliable water and sewer services in a safe, cost-effective, and environmentally sound manner in accordance with the community needs. And I think Kurt has identified the community needs very astutely and quickly in the short time that he's been here. I'd also like to thank him for bringing Randy here, because Randy was charged with training Brian and Marcos and spearheading special projects, the hydrant maintenance repair, state reporting requirements, the consumer confidence report, which was completed and reported before the deadline. Also, the upcoming lead and copper state audits, upcoming state sanitary survey, the SCADA and plant operations, and he was on site 4 to 6 days each month and available 24/7 from his home. And that's because Kurt knew him. In fact, he told me when I first shook his hand, I wouldn't be here except for that man. So apparently it wasn't the pay and it wasn't the beautiful surroundings. And I'm glad you have a wife, because apparently this man has a lot of influence over him. So you better be careful. And then also because of the contacts that Kurt and Randy have, they were able to contact SCADA Mike, is what they call him. And SCADA Mike is the guy that came up and did the upgrade to our softwares, removed and added credentials, trained Brian and Marcos to ensure functional updating and real-time monitoring of our production and storage facilities. He was on site multiple times to facilitate telemetry repairs and upgrades. He continued to do training and improved our deficient and obsolete software. So that was all done in the 4.5 months with Kurt and Randy and Bill here. Randy also contacted Eric Johnson from Core and Main, and he came up and did free training on the hydrants. So that was also having the right connections, knowing the right people, bringing them up, having them do training. It helps our district when you have somebody with knowledge that has friends that have knowledge, and makes friends easily. So I am just very much appreciative of all the work that he did in 4.5 months at this district, because I've been on this board for about 8 years, and I haven't seen this much progress in 8 years that I've seen in the last 4 months. So Kurt, thank you very much, and I'll give you a little bit of time.
Thank you. I just want to say thank you to all of my employees for what you've done and how you've come together. All of you. And I want to thank the fire department, Fern Valley, Pine Cove. I actually got them right this time.
You did, nice job.
It's just been a wonderful 4.5 years.
That long now. Seeing like that long.
And Randy and Bill deserve a lot of credit for the time and efforts they've given to people in the field, and with Tyler, and with Kayla. And working with Dan has been fun, and he always, well, not always, brings donuts. So it's just been great. I want to thank the board for giving me this opportunity. And it was a very pleasant opportunity to be here. And lastly, I want to thank my wife, who supported me in making the decision coming out of retirement for the third time. And she and I had a lot of discussion about taking this job. And she said, I will support whatever it is you want to do. And she has. I love you. Thank you.
I want to second all the comments made by Chip, and I want to express my personal appreciation for what you have done. And personally, I want to congratulate Chip, who was instrumental getting you here and under very difficult circumstances. That was a great choice you made. Thank you.
Wonderful. All right. if there's no other public comments, we're going to go into closed session. Thank you so very much for being here this evening. We'll take a short break of 5 minutes.